on today's episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast. Welcome. Thanks for being here. I want to chat about a few things that we can do as individuals, as leaders, to get started or go farther with hop. Here we go. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at The Hop Nerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Hello, howdy, hi everybody. I'm so excited to get to be here. I mean, I'm doing my air guitar because I am so very pumped that we get to spend a little bit of time together here on the Hop Nerd Podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm always so excited to get to spend a little bit of time with you each and every week. I value it. I hope that you value it. And I know that many of you do. So many of you reach out each and every week through DMs or through email. And I know I'm really slow. I try my best. There's a bunch of them that come in, and that's a really, really positive thing. I absolutely love it. But then on top of that, there's like a ton of like spam. And then there's like a ton of like, do you need help with your social media marketing, your Google SEO? I make videos. Like, I don't need help. Like, I'm good. I'm okay. Like, and then I've been getting these where there's like super persistent, where it's like, hey, Sam, did you not see my last 6 emails? I can help you with video content creation. Struggle being creative? Nope. And then a couple days later, this is my last chance, Sam. The last offer. I'm here to have. Then, like 6 more messages later, I'm like, I don't block them because I just let them kind of get out there and flounder. I guess I don't know. I probably should just block them. But I try my best to get back to each and every one of you, and I do at some point. Sometimes that takes a week. Sometimes that takes a day. Sometimes that's instant. Sometimes it's a month. I'm sorry, but I always tell you, almost all of you, that it's like a little mirror catching a little bit of light in the dark, because being where we're at and doing stuff on the internet, it's so different than spending time in real life. It is like screaming into the abyss. It is like screaming into the void. You don't know what's landing or how it's landing or what's all that useful. But each and every one of you do such an amazing job of reaching out with questions, of saying, hey, that really stuck. So I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm glad you're here for it. I'm absolutely pumped each and every time we get to do one of these things. But where I was going to go is I almost missed this one. I really did. In the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I've already got one in. Last week, it got a little tight. So for the past few weeks, I've been running around, and I tend to do that. You know this. I had like some late breaking stuff that kind of pieced in between some of my not so late breaking stuff. And you're here. You know, many of you, I've worked with many of you, hundreds of you in your organizations at this point, which is absolutely wild to say. But you know that if you call me and you're like, Sam, I need you on this day. Like hell or high water, like as long as the creeks don't rise, like I will be there. If it is at all possible for me to be there, I will be there. Now, unless someone else is just right on top of that day and the flight doesn't work and I've got to be with you in Albuquerque at 7 a.m. and I need to be in Brazil at midnight, it just doesn't work, right? So, but I try my best. So last couple weeks, it was kind of sort of like that. So, you know, you probably follow along. You see it over on LinkedIn or any place that I post. I try to post some of these adventures just to kind of let you know what I've got going on. Number two, to solicit you for coffee recommendations and steak recommendations and all the kind of recommendations if I'm in your neck of the woods or in your home airport or whatever that might be. And then number three is if I am already in your neck of the woods and you see that I'm coming there or I am going to be there or I am there, and you say, hey, we've been wanting to do one of these hot fundamentals. We can make it work on Tuesday. I saw you're going to be here on Monday. Can we do this on Tuesday? Yep, I'm already there. Like, let's save a whole bunch of time and travel costs and all that stuff, and we just make it happen. But you probably saw that I was in North Carolina. And then the week after that, I was running around doing some learning team facilitation, really co-facilitation and coaching with an amazing group of folks that they've been on this operational learning journey for a while and helping their facilitators with coaching, with co-facilitation, helping get them kind of up to that next level. Those are always cool gigs. And a little bit of a side rant is that, you know, when you call me or you call somebody like me to come and help you with human and organizational performance, yeah, we usually start with the basics, right? You call me, you call my amazing buddy, like one of the best ever, Steve Scott, or I'm going to tell you, maybe you call one of my other good buddies, Steve Harvey, because if you haven't seen this, Steve is going out doing his own thing. Go check out all that Steve has going on. I apologize, Steve. I don't have your website in front of me. I'm sure it's like a .au, like Australia. Go LinkedIn search Steve Harvey and follow along with Steve. He's another amazing person that can help you. You know, in this world of so many folks out there that are doing this now, and almost all doing this with good intent and for the right reasons and doing really kick-ass jobs at it. You know that if you worked with me, I recommend all kinds of other amazing practitioners in this world. It's always great to see more good ones, right? Because there are a few, you know, like shady, snake oily, like, hey, I'm actually just going to come talk to you about traditional safety and call it HOP. And then just here, pay me. Thank you. I'm coming to tell you what I think you want to hear. Those never work. It's always awesome to see folks like Steve Harvey jumping into this. I love it. I love it. Love you, Steve, and love everything that you got going on. Make sure you go check him out. This is a long, rambly way for me to come back and tell you that, you know, once you get that like basic information transfer, that thought growth, that inspiration kind of thing that happens really, really early on in your journey, and you've taken some of these learning team folks, you know, that maybe they're not learning team folks, you've put them through a few days of really, really interesting, deep conversation around operational learning and how to do learning teams and the framework and kind of how that works and all that conversation. And then you throw them out there. Sometimes they still need a little bit of help. Yeah, I know. We've all done our first learning team at some point. I share this all the time that the hardest thing about learning teams, let me rephrase it. I'm going the wrong way. The scariest thing, it is hard and it is scary, but the truest thing that I can share with you about learning teams is the easiest way. There we go. That's the right word. The easiest way to learn how to do learning teams is to go do learning teams. You're not going to discover the magic sitting in a room with me or anybody else. We can give you all kinds of really valuable information and knowledge around the how-to. We can have all of those conversations and go down all those rabbit holes and Q&A and conversate and just do all that. And it's super valuable to get you started. But at some point, you got to take that knowledge, as scary as it might feel, you got to go out there and you got to jump into it and start learning how to do learning teams hands-on. You got to start building up some of those muscles. You got to start getting some of those calluses. So this is the rambly. I learned the other day, if many of you are not aware, which I assume most of you are, American politics has been a big conversation for the past several years, but especially in the past couple weeks. I've been seeing all kinds of interviews from all over the place, and it is over, thank God. I shared this during the last episode. I don't care who you voted for. If you can vote here, I hope you voted, and I love you. I don't care. I hope you voted with the best of intent, and you just picked who you think would be the better candidate. I think that's it, right? I don't really care who you vote for, and I hope you don't care who I vote for, because I ain't never going to tell you, because that's not the point of this place. This is not what we're doing here, right? But it's been a big conversation. It's been a big conversation for far too long. And thank the good Lord above that hopefully it's over for a little while and we can just STFU about politics. And we can just get back to normal, whatever normal is. And the reason why I'm talking about this again is because I've heard over a bunch of these interviews, I listen to a ton of podcasts. I'm in a lot of planes, right? It just kind of happens. And I heard this described by the president-elect, Donald Trump, as the weave. Right? And whether you like him, hate him, love him, whatever, I don't care. Again, I genuinely don't care. It's none of my business. It's truly none of my business. The weave stuck out to me. I heard this in an interview that he did a while back, and I'm like, I guess what I do is the weave. I don't know. I start here. I go there. I go there. I go there. I go there. I bring it here. I bring it back. And then eventually I come back to the point. I'm thinking what I'm doing is what he described as the weave. And I heard him say when he was laughing about this weave thing is the hardest part is just not getting lost. Like, you've got to be able to come back. You've got to be able to weave all over the map and come back to your point. So I brought this back, right? I brought this back to some of the main point here. I started by welcoming you, right? And then we started talking about where I've been. We're going to weave back over to that in just a second, where I've been and where I've gone. But then that took us down this path of talking about great things that you can do beyond just putting your learning team facilitators in a classroom with some person like me and having all these great conversations. And these great conversations are exactly that. They're great, but conversations only go so far. You can talk about it till you're blue in the face, but you've got to go out and learn how to do learning teams. You've got to put your hands on it. There's no magic something where you just put somebody through a 2-day class and then think they're going to be freaking awesome. It doesn't work that way. You can flash back to thinking about facilitating your first learning team when you had those like moments of terror going, okay, I've got the information, but yeah, we've all been there. I've been there. Pairing them up with some great facilitators that you have internally that are kicking butt at this stuff, making those two co-facilitators, great way to mentor and grow your facilitators. Or calling somebody like me. Yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with so many of you at this point, hundreds of you, hundreds of different organizations. That's crazy to say, absolutely crazy to say to me. I mean, it truly is. But I'm so thankful for that. I've got to spend so much time with so many different organizations of all different shapes and sizes. And that is such a powerful thing. Let's have those conversations. Let's do those things. Let's talk about framework. Let's talk about the basics of operational learning and human and organizational performance. But then if you're looking for that other thing, if you're looking to take it to the next level, those folks that are out there learning how to do learning teams in real time, give me a call. Give my buddy Steve Harvey a call. Give my buddy Steve Scott a call. Lots of Steves out there doing amazing things in this world. Steves, I love you, Steves. Both of you, Steves, you guys are amazing. But here's more of the weave. You ready? Let's weave over into this. I've got some time throughout the rest of the year. I got too excited about the weave. My schedule is getting wackier and wackier as we get towards the end of this year and next year, early next year, just it's getting busy. There's plenty of dates. If you need a hand, send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com, or go over to the website, www.thehotnerd.com. You can learn about all the different types of services that I provide. I would love to help you begin or go farther on your human and organizational performance journey. If we've been working on operational learning, we've been having these classroom conversations, let's get some time. Let's do some actual learning teams in the real world. I will be your co-facilitator. And we will have an amazing time diving deep into operational reality within your work world. But let me know and let me know soon. TheHopNerd@gmail.com. The year is closing up pretty fast. That schedule is going squeezing tighter and tighter and tighter. There are dates available, but call me sooner than later. Send me that email sooner than later. So hopefully we can get the dates that you are looking for. Even if you're thinking about into Q1 of 2025, again, as wild as it sounds to say that, the year is almost gone. Let me know. Let's make something happen. So what did you think about my attempt at the weave? And I think I've been weaving for a really long time and I've really not known what to call it until I heard that during that interview. But what did we pack in there so far? Let's see. We said hello, howdy, hi. We moved over into where I've been, what I've had going on. So I've been in North Carolina. I've been here and there and everywhere, a couple other places in between. I keep going back to North Carolina because that was like a solid week spent amazing in the Raleigh-Durham area. It's just beautiful there. My God, it is beautiful there. I got to drive past, I think that, what is that? It's Sharon Harris. I got to drive past Sharon Harris Nuclear Plant. So if anybody from Sharon Harris is listening, hello, howdy, hi, everybody. I got to wave at you as I drove past your I guess that's your main road, I guess, leading up to security. I got to wave at you and then drive across the lake. That was pretty cool. But here, there, and everywhere. Now, next week, this is where the weave's coming back. After I get a little cold brew in me here, I'm going to be in Milwaukee. I'm going to be spending time in the Midwest most of this week, actually. If you're listening to this, I'm going to be spending most of my time in the Midwest, in Milwaukee in particular. So if you're around the area, if you got a little bit of time and you want to grab a cup of coffee, my schedule's a little tight. Or if you're looking to do something and I'm already there, let me know, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Any of you have my phone number, shoot me a text. I would love to meet up with you, buy you a cup of coffee, or at least shake your hand, which is, this is bringing us, you see where I'm going with this, this is bringing us to the final weave of this intro. This is bringing us there. I almost missed this podcast. Can you believe it? We made it back. We made it back to the key point here. I almost missed this podcast because the past few weeks have been busy and I had some last minute late breaking, as I've said. You know, I've been over backwards to try to meet folks where they're at and when they need me, if at all possible. And in my mind, I thought, like, I recorded this because last week I'd recorded one. And in my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I scheduled it, but I didn't have time to schedule it because the schedule had already got tight. So I just hit publish. I just threw it out there because I didn't have one for last week. And then I'm sitting here, I'm getting ready at the house right now when I'm recording this, getting ready to head to the airport. And I said, I recorded one. I looked and I didn't have one in here for you. So here we are. There you go. Full circle weave. With all of that out of the way, let me tell you the last couple things. The Starting Point app is coming. I know I sound like a freaking broken record. I just, we've got good people working on this thing. It's not them. They're doing amazing work. It's just the process. It's back and forth with Google, Apple, Google, Apple, Google, Apple. Let's set up a call. Let's talk about it. But like, it's just, it's coming. It's coming. I am on email and phone and messenger like constantly every day. Probably some of the reason why I forgot about the podcast for a split second, trying to bring this app to life for you. I know many of you are super excited about it. I'm still looking for additional folks to beta test the Google version. So you need an Android phone. If you want to do that, send me your email. Just send it to thehopnerd@gmail.com. Let me know. I need more Android users so we can test it. It's part of that process. The next thing I've got going on is I have not recorded the sideshow because it's been wild and busy. I'm going to record some of those over the next few weeks and we'll get those out there to you. So be sure to peep this space, www.thehopnerd.com/sideshow. You can actually go voice record stuff there. If you go to thehopnerd.com/sideshow, ask your questions, be on the show. I'll pull the audio over. You can be right there in the show. Nobody takes me up on that. Come on. Somebody's got to take the chance. Yeah. Go over there and record some stuff and let me hear you. Keep it not weird. And you can get weird. Just don't go internet weird. We know there's a big difference, right? There's a big difference. Last but not least, follow along wherever you can follow along. It helps me an absolute ton. Make sure you're following on LinkedIn. You're interacting with stuff. Again, it feels like nothing, but it really means a lot in this world, especially as a small business owner, as somebody that's trying to grow and show content out there, and not just content for content's sake, but content that's helpful. So many of you have used the videos. You know, you can download them, all the resources that we provide, all those different things that we do completely free, just putting stuff in your hands to help you on this journey. Anytime you can just give it a little like, or just even just a thumbs up emoji, like those things help an absolute ton. The couple things that I always forget to share with you, and I have to write it down because I just always forget. Starting Points cards. You can go buy the physical card decks while you're waiting on the app. So many of you are still buying those things like crazy, like pallets of them. And I see them like everywhere and people talking about how stinking useful they are. And that's the point. Simple, easy, useful. If you go to startingpointcards.com, I'm pretty sure I'm going to try this. My computer keeps crashing for some reason, but startingpointcards.com, it'll take you right over there and you can buy card decks, multiple different languages. You can also get the funky meeting starters. And then, as I said, the app's coming too. And then last but not least, make sure you're buying the books, checking out the books. If you haven't checked out 10 Ideas to Make Safety Suck Less, give it a shot. Whew. I think that's almost it. There's one more thing. And I know this has been a long intro, but I've got to update you. I've got to update you on all this stuff. The next thing is that I'm partnering with my friend, my amazing friend that I've already mentioned, Steven Scott. and we are putting on HOP and operational learning in ...events across the states. Really, I guess, I don't know if we can say across the globe, Steve, but wherever. Now, to do that, we are looking for sponsors for these events. The cool thing about these sponsorship packages are there are multiple packages, all the way down to sponsoring coffee or sponsoring happy hours for the attendees of the event, all the way up to like the Uber sponsor level, like the Mac Daddy sponsor. And what I mean by that is you get like all the stuff. It's a great way, you know, to expose your brand to folks. If you have HOP centered things that are helpful to the HOP community, that's the rule. Like they've got to be cool. Like it's got to be cool. But the neat thing about this is maybe you're a HOP focused company and you're going, well, we want you to do this in Denver. How do we get you to do it in Denver? If you're the Uber sponsor, you get to work with us to choose the when and the where. Not only that, it will be HOP and operational learning in Denver, brought to you by insert your company name here, plus a long list of other benefits. So if you want sponsorship information, reach out to Steve at HOP HOP Improvement, Steve at hopimprovement.com, or the HOP Nerd, me, the HOP Nerd at gmail.com, and we'll get you the sponsorship package. We'll talk to you about it. And if you're interested in attending these, make sure that you go over to the hopnerd.com, scroll down to the very bottom of the page. This is just the easiest way I know how to tell you to do it. TheHopNerd.com. Go past all the stuff, all the way down to the bottom, and you see a little menu. And on that menu, on the right side of it, you'll see mailing list. Click mailing list, drop your name and your email, and you will be the first to know. You will be the first to know when this thing is happening or these things. We're looking to do more than a few, like more than a few of them. So I think it'll be super cool. If you want to maybe give us a little bit more info, this is another way to get on that mailing list and to let us know. If you want to be there, go to thehopnerd.com/interest. Okay, thehopnerd.com/interest. You give us some basic info. It'll sign you up for the mailing list. You'll have the first crack at, hey, we've got 20 seats because we're keeping these things really intimate, very limited. We learned that. We shot for that during the first one of these that we did. Keeping them small is important. We're not looking for 100 folks. We're not looking for 50 folks. We're looking for 20. That's pretty much it. Like, we're looking for 20 people so we can have meaningful, deep conversations. We can do real-time problem solving. So I know. If you fast forwarded to this point of the weave of this introduction, this is like a 20-minute intro. I've just got a bunch to tell you. I've just got so much to tell you. Be sure to check those out. Let us know if you want to attend, and let us know if you're looking to sponsor one of those events. We would love to partner with you on this leading edge of human and organizational performance and bringing these ideas to life beyond just your organization, beyond just us helping you or us helping several of you, but getting all of these like-minded folks together and having these meaningful conversations across industry. It's just powerful. The first one we did was in Vegas, and it kicked ass. It kicked ass. So with all of that being said, let's jump into today's conversation. Thanks for hanging around for that intro. I know it was a little long, but there's just so much. There's just so much going on right now. And especially as we move towards the end of the year, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the pod. It's not going anywhere. I don't mean to scare you when I say something like that. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the pod over the course of the year, the remainder of the year. Because I got to take some time. Like, I've got holidays coming up. Thanksgiving is what? Like, not this week, but next, I think. I'm pretty sure. Which is crazy because my birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year, which is kind of wild too. That happens every now and again. I was always the kid that got a Thanksgiving celebration slash, we brought a pumpkin pie for your birthday. I hope you like turkey, which I'm not like a big over the top. Oh my God, I can't believe I survived another. I like to celebrate in the sense of like, I'm here. Like, this is cool. I got a heartbeat. Standing on 2 feet, I'm breathing, I'm kicking ass, we're moving forward. I'm more of that kind of birthday person than I am like I need like a birthday month or like a big to-do or anything. But that tells me when it gets to my birthday, it's like the mad dash of the rest of the year. So a lot of stuff that I had to update you on and to let you know that I don't know. I'll probably pre-record some. We might go do some replays. I don't know. We'll definitely do one of those like year-end review episodes because you have to do that. It's like a podcast rule. We'll talk about about where we've been and our goals and plans for the future. And we'll vision board that together. I don't know why we do that as podcasters. I don't know. But yeah, we'll probably do something like that. Maybe come up with something a bit different. Maybe get some guests on to do something a little bit different. I'm not sure. But let's get into today's subject. And I'll keep it as short and sweet and non-weavy as possible. A couple things that pretty much any... Hold on, cold brew. I've been traveling a bunch. And I somehow, you know this from the past few episodes, I got the crud. It's still hanging on a little bit. It's pretty much gone. But man, oh man, it's leaving that leaving me going... through some of these things, and I spend most of my days talking quite literally for a living, and so I've got a I've been using throat spray and everything else trying to keep this thing going, but cold brew seems to help the most. Okay, I promise you non-weavy, so let's get right into it. Pretty much any of these hop basics, hop fundamentals courses, learning teams, deep dives, it doesn't seem to matter what I do. I always like to leave folks with some things that we can do. And especially as leaders, I'm spending time with leaders this week, and I'm going to share with them this list of things that we can start doing. This, what can I do starting today? The first thing that I want to share with you, number one, start from a place of trust. You hear me say that a ton. Yeah, as a leader, I want to start from a place of trust rather than from a place of distrust. Trust should be our neutral position as organizations. Trust should be our neutral position as leaders. What I'm really telling you is to assume good intent, assume noble intent. I've shared this with you, and I think it's always really important to say this. Let's describe what our organizations are. Our organizations are chock full of good people doing good things with good intentions, creating mostly good outcomes, and they're not just doing it for shits and giggles. They're doing it for us as the organization. Assume noble intent. Extend trust to receive trust. We've had this conversation a lot, but that is the one thing, one of the things that I could start working on right now. Instead of viewing my employees as, oh, they're always trying to get something over on me. I bet they're lying to me. I bet they're probably bad people and they don't care nearly as much as I do. None of that's true. None of that's true. I've shared the story a bunch, but you know, when the organization that one of the organizations I worked internal to, the one that we really went far with human and organizational performance, one of the very first things that we did is we decided that we wanted to go spend time doing what I call learning explorations. This is a lot of where that idea was born. We need to go learn stuff. There's not a specific problem statement. We need to discover as found, right? We need to cast a wide net. And we decided to do this with, you know, 15% or so of our organization. You know, I'm saying you know a lot. I'm going to stop that. I apologize. We went and pulled out a number out of thin air and said 15%. And we went out and we spent time having in-person conversations with roughly 15% of our organization, a good cross slice, top, bottom, sideways, all over the place. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because what we discovered is that those in various places in the organizations, let's think about that stick brought to us by the famous Todd Conklin that we all use so very often. As we went towards the sharp end of our organization or we went towards the blunt end of our organization, we found that there was misunderstandings about the folks that sit on either side of that and everywhere in the middle. If you went to the front end, like they viewed folks sitting up in the 20th floor in the golden CHQ tower as like the Monopoly man almost, but like in a bad way, like cigar and monocle and like plotting how to ruin their lives. And that's not true. That was not true at all. You went to the Monopoly man woman, the Monopoly person at the top of the organization. And they were looking down on the organization, assuming that people were lazy and had bad intent and that they were, dare I say, stupid. And I don't mean stupid in the sense they didn't know what they're doing, but like in the sense of like, they don't care as much as me and they're not as smart as I am. And if only everyone cared as much as me as the senior leader, then all would be well. They didn't understand each other. They didn't understand each other at all. when both had extremely good intent. They were both and everywhere in between doing good work, doing it for the right reasons, with good intent, creating mostly good outcomes. That helped us a ton to overcome that burden. That helped us a ton to start from a place of trust, to assume good intent in all directions within the organization. And number two, do not accept human error as the cause of an event. It is the symptom, not the thing to fix. Right? It's telling you, hey, there's a problem here. It is not the cause. It is not the cause. It is an output. It is not the cause of failure. Right? It's not the problem to be managed. You need to go beyond human error and get into real problems. It's the beginning of the story, not the end. You will find human error when you look for it. You will find it post not so great outcome. You will also find it post extremely great outcome. It is always there. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go much deeper. It's the beginning of the story, not the end. Next, and this one seems to be a toughie for everybody. And I'm going to give you some real loose advice here, okay? But the bullet point that I've got written down here is create space for pre-event operational learning. Why is that one so hard? That one seems to be the hardest for us. I think a lot of it's because we are extremely outcome biased. I think we have to say that. What's the point of learning if nothing bad happened? I ain't broke. I ain't fixing it. The answer to that is what's happening when nothing's happening is usually a lot, right? We know that. We know that. But the real loose advice that I want to share with you is this, is for every hour that you invest into post-event learning, you should invest an equal amount, at least an equal amount, into pre-event learning. Now, I think we should do a lot more than that, really, because the events, the insanely successful work that, you know, interesting success, work that is so successful, but it should never have been successful. Those innovation points, like all those things. And on the other side of that, unintended operational surprises, not so great outcomes. Those are the anomalies in our worlds. When we invest all of our time into those things, we're just learning about anomalies. Are those great places to learn? Sure. But at a minimum, I think you should invest just as much time, equal parts, into pre-event learning. This one's tough because nothing bad's happened. Why would I give resources when everything's going well? Because we know when bad things happen, calendar's suddenly clear. You get the call that says, hey, listen, we fueled the jet. I got to ride in a helicopter for that reason once, which was kind of crazy. But yeah, we fueled the jet and you have as much time as you need. Stay in all the fancy pants hotels you want. Eat all the steak you can handle. But you will be there until you solve this. We're good at those things already. The place where we're not so good is in the middle. It's the normal everyday work kind of operational learning. The reason why it matters is because that next thing that is going to cripple your efficiency, it doesn't live at the ends. It lives in the middle. It lives in normal everyday work. That next thing that is going to cripple your results around quality lives in the middle. That next thing that is going to kill your production, it lives in the middle. That next thing that is going to cripple your employees, it lives in the middle until it moves to the end. The entire point here is that we need to invest time into pre-event operational learning. We can discover things that maybe haven't gone all the way wrong, but they are actively going wrong. Things that haven't failed, but are actively failing. We can discover those faint signals that we talk so much about, and we can have the opportunity to arrest or improve upon failure in motion. At a minimum, equal parts is what I would suggest here. I think more, but I think equal parts, one-to-one, is at least a good place to start. For all the resources we pour into post-event, we should be pouring at least equal resources into pre-event learning. The next one, you've heard this one a bunch, but focus on doing things with people. Listen, if you try to do crap to me, and whether I like it or not, with little to no input from me, even because it's what you think is best for me, even if I agree with you, I am not going to do it. I'm actually going to do the exact opposite because I'm just going to prove a point to you that you can't be an asshole. It doesn't work that way. Try doing stuff to people and see how well it works. In fact, we've tried that for a long time and it has not worked out very well. Focus on not doing stuff to, And we know this conversation. Eventually, we evolved to doing stuff for, but it reminds me of that old leadership book, and I can't think of the name of it. I was just having this conversation with somebody the other day. Basically, the premise of the book is if you're out trying to do stuff for people, you're trying to solve problems for everybody. People are just bringing you, and they're monkeys. They're hanging monkeys on you. Maybe you remember the name of the book. Shoot me an email if you do. But it's right up there with what has been considered essential leadership reading, with such titles as Who Moved My Cheese? And or Green Beans and Ice Cream. It was right up there with those. The point is, you do stuff to it, doesn't work. I'm going to do the opposite. You do stuff for me. Now I'm just bringing you all my problems, and you just fix it. Here, leader, fix it. Here, leader. That doesn't work out very well. That's not how we get highly successful at any of these efforts. We become highly successful when we focus on doing things together. Now, the next one, these are basic ones. Focus on when rather than if. Around our areas of critical risk, because you have to have some priority here. We can't bubble wrap the world. But around those things that kill or maim your employees. Around those things that cripple your operations, those things that bankrupt you, around those things that are super important to you, like quality and quality escapes, quality issues, like environmental stuff. Don't say, well, if that thing ever fails. It's never an if. It is always a when. Think about how you fell a bit more gracefully. Just that move from if to when reframes that conversation entirely. We're taking out any maybe. We're moving towards this thing is going to let us down. And when it does, how do our employees not die? How do they live to work another day? When this thing lets us down, how do we not release all this stuff into the public drinking water supply? When this thing breaks down, how do we make sure that it doesn't release $10 million worth of dangerous quality escapes to our customers? Move from if to when. And last but not least, and I think one of the most important of all, is move from react to respond. I think it's a really interesting conversation. One of my buddies that I used to work with, this amazing fellow by the name of Brian Gardner. Hey, Brian, if you're listening to this, hit me up, man. I haven't heard from you in a long time. Hope you're doing well out there. But he always kind of framed this up around medicine and medication in particular. If you take something to get better, like something has gone wrong, and you're going to take medicine to help with whatever that might be. Do you want a reaction or a response? Yeah. Yeah. You want response from your medication. You want it to show improvement. You want it to move towards restoration. Reaction leaves you in the ER or maybe puts you in the ground. We don't need reaction. As leaders, we get to choose how we feel about the information that we receive. That's easier said than done, but it's true. If I view everything as good or bad or freak out or not freak out, it doesn't work like that. It drives us towards that reaction that, rah, you brought me something that I didn't want to hear. And now I'm mad because you told me something I didn't want to hear. What does that do? It just tells me not to bring you stuff you don't want to hear. If you want more information, if you want more opportunities for learning, if you want to know more as a leader, focus on moving from react to respond. Now, a really key tactical thing I think that we can do here, a couple things. You know that I'm a big proponent of the pause because we are all people and we all freak out from time to time. That is just life. That is how it works. You bring me something freaking scary and I, of course I do. I'm a person. Of course I do. The power of the pause, it goes a long way. Thank you for this information. I will get back to you in about 10 minutes and we will chat about it. Yeah. Go kick rocks. I got in trouble because I told people to go smoke cigarettes. I mean, if that's what you do. For me, it was always go sit in the car, blast Pantera, and process information. Yeah, those kind of things. Go take a walk. Here, I'll say something healthier to balance out the cigarette conversation. Go eat an apple. Oh, yeah. Go. I don't know. Yeah, but you know what I mean. Take a bit of time. And once you sit with that information for a minute, you really let it soak in. You buy yourself a little bit of time for that information, the scary to wear off of it. And you come to terms with this idea, okay, I'm better because I know. And if I move towards react, I'm not going to get to know the next time. Yeah, it helps you quite a bit there. Now, something that I think is really important, it goes more towards this restoration side of things. A good way to buy yourself a little bit of that time is to move towards those restorative questions instantly. I'm not a big fan of like, here you go, just do this. But for me, number one, it takes us in the direction we need to go towards. We're in respond and contain mode. We're in help mode. We need to focus on that, not who was it, what do they deserve. Like, it's not that. So if I can answer those questions, if I can ask those questions, if I can support those questions, and it buys me that hour I need to process that information while we're dealing with those first questions, the first questions we should be asking, starting at the right place, it's a win-win-win. Right? So that we know those questions. Are they okay? Are everyone okay? If they're not okay, if somebody's hurt, what do they need? Who's responsible for getting them what they need? Are our operations safe, stable, and secure? If they're not safe, there you go. That's stable and safe together. If they're not safe, stable, and secure, how do we make them safe, stable, and secure? Is there anything else that we need to know right now, or that our other sites or locations need to know right now? Anything that we need to be aware of or need to share or report? And what help do you need? By the time you get through really meaningfully answering those questions, you're getting more and more and more information, and you've had time to sit with that information for a minute and go, wait a second, these aren't bad people out there just trying to burn this place down. Like, no. I'm glad that I know. I'm glad that we have this information. I'm glad that this was reported. Now, how do we learn? There you go. There's a few really key ideas for you or to share with your leaders on how we can get started, the things that we can do right now, whether we're brand new to this stuff or we've been continuing on it for some years. It's a good thing to come back to the basics. There we go. Love you. Mean it. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. We greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehotnerd.com or send me an email, thehotnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.